You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced the creation of a statewide suicide prevention task force. The goal of the group is to assess the state's current prevention efforts and find the best ways to help at-risk groups, including farmers and younger people. According to the State Department of Health Services, more than 700 state residents die by suicide each year in the state. Before we continue, if you or a loved one are concerned about suicidal thoughts, there is help available. You can call the hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. You can also contact the crisis text line by texting 741-741. Again, that's 741-741. Our next guest is here to talk about prevention efforts already underway in the state and what could still be improved. Leah Rolando is a suicide prevention specialist at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. Leah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, what's your reaction to the announcement of this new task force in the state?
I'm really excited, and my phone has been blowing up all morning and yesterday, too. A lot of folks are hearing about this information, and so we know there's excitement in the at the Capitol, across the state, for suicide prevention efforts to be expanded, so we're really excited. And it was really perfect timing today. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Wisconsin chapter, had an advocacy day at the Capitol, so we have been meeting all day with legislators and talking about what's going on.
Before we look at what this task force will tackle and what room for improvement we have, what's out there now? What kind of efforts do we already have in place that you think are important to look at?
Yeah, we're doing a lot in Wisconsin, really, and we know that any approach to suicide prevention needs to be a comprehensive approach, so we have a steering committee for Prevent Suicide Wisconsin, and we're focused on a lot of different areas, like healthcare, schools, intentionally focusing on populations at disproportionate risk for suicide, and so some of that work includes our zero suicide work, that's within healthcare systems, having healthcare system teams go through a training, learn about suicide prevention, how to improve their efforts, and then engage in a virtual learning community.
Let's talk about that idea, the zero suicide idea. Yeah. I believe there was a healthcare facility in the Detroit area that pioneered this. Talk about that as a goal.
Yeah. So zero suicide is a broad philosophy, and it's a bold, broad philosophy about we really can prevent we really can get to zero suicide. So that's really the philosophy of we're going to do everything in our power to make sure people have a safety net when they're in services, when they leave services, whether that's in hospitals or outpatient, inpatient. That varies across the state. But we know what works, and we're always using evidence-based strategies to get that out throughout the state.
And you mentioned at-risk groups. In this task force, they point out they include younger people and farmers in that. Can you talk about those two groups?
Yeah, we know that the suicide rate is on the rise for farmers, especially in rural Wisconsin. And so we have some great advocates in rural Wisconsin working on this, and farmers sharing their experiences, their lived experience with either suicidal thoughts or suicide attempts. So we know what has worked there is farmers sharing their experiences of recovery and achieving wellness. And that's just one piece, making sure the message is about suicide prevention and that we can do things to make this better. And then also expanding peer-run services. So there's a group called TUGS, and that's ran by a farmer in Wisconsin. And he works just connecting farmers to one another and talking about just issues and day-to-day lives.
We talked to him on the show. Yeah,
awesome.
This sounded like a great effort. Let's talk about access to care, mental health care in particular, that people might need. How are we doing in Wisconsin?
We're getting there. We know today at Advocacy Day for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, we talked about mental health parity and making sure pre-existing conditions don't exclude people from receiving the benefits that they need. So we're always working on expanding county-based services, clinical services, everything we can do to meet the needs of the communities we live in.
Talking to Leah Rolando, suicide prevention specialist at Mental Health America of Wisconsin, looking at a new assembly task force aimed at reducing the suicide rate here in Wisconsin, ultimately hoping to bring it down to zero, at least some efforts in the state. That is their goal. Leah, one of the things the task force is tasked with is trying to figure out ways to use technology for suicide prevention. What kind of things might be out there?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what they mean by that, but a lot of things come to mind. We really want to improve our data collection efforts and our data on evaluating programs in Wisconsin. So MHA, Mental Health America of Wisconsin, partners with the Department of Health Services to make sure we have access to this data. And so when we have data sources that can tell us what suicide looks like in Wisconsin, we're better able to inform our prevention efforts. And so we're right in the middle of updating the 2019 suicide prevention report. And so we'll be talking with lots of stakeholders about how is this data going to inform your prevention efforts, and what are the good ways to look at this data and help you.
What else are you seeing in the charge for this task force that you think is worth paying attention to?
Yeah, they focus on youth too, and so we know there are programs in Wisconsin. A few examples are Hope Squad, Sources of Strength, Signs of Suicide. Really, we have a lot of options for what we can do in terms of funding school-based services, and the Department of Public Instruction is critical in that. So they have a lot of suicide prevention resources for schools already. So we just want to build capacity to let schools and educators know what's out there, to make sure youth are equipped to handle crises and talk to their friends, and their friends know who to talk to if somebody's in crisis, and ultimately get the help they need.
And I understand that lesbian, gay, transgender people, especially younger people, maybe, I don't know, yeah, are at a higher risk of suicide, or at least suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideation, I think.
Yes.
It's called, can you talk about that?
Yeah, or what were you going to say? I think it's called
suicidal ideation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that LGBTQ youth, and specifically transgender youth in particular, are at increased risk for suicidal thoughts, attempts. And we know data shows that if a school has, for example, a gay-straight alliance, that reduces the risk for suicide for all students in that school. And so when we have affirming, inclusive environments for kids, especially LGBTQ kids, we know that their risk for suicide is dramatically decreased.
A common theme when I look at the at-risk groups, it might be the farmer who doesn't feel like they can admit, they feel weak if they bring up this problem. If you're a LGBTQ youth, you might feel like you're the only one in your situation.
Yeah.
I think people who have just been through divorce, slightly higher risk. Isolation, people who don't feel that connection. How big a common theme is that?
That is the biggest theme, and you set me up perfectly to talk about the theme of our conference, and that's coming up on May 3rd. Connection is the theme, and people are realizing that if you can connect people to one another, connect people to resources, that's really at the heart of prevention.
Now, you've mentioned various institutions. We've got the state government involved at this. You mentioned education, healthcare providers. Since this is kind of an all-hands-on-deck approach, how about people listening, everyday people? What kind of things can they look out for, ways that they can help break through that isolation for people in their lives?
Yeah, that's a huge piece. We have one of the cool things about Prevent Suicide Wisconsin is that we have county coalitions throughout the entire state. And so these are led by volunteers, and a lot of what the coalitions do are just raising awareness, doing gatekeeper trainings. So that's asking somebody if they're thinking about suicide, and then they say yes. So then you persuade them to stay alive, and then you refer them to services. So just making sure you know how to have that conversation and having the courage to ask that question, are you thinking about suicide? That can be the biggest question.
I think, and I've brought this up with some of the other people we've talked to, especially about rural suicide, is we're polite Midwesterners. We don't want to come off as nosy or meddling or things like that. How can we encourage people and train people, I guess, to get past that way of thinking, to reach out to people?
Yeah, I mean, really, thoughts of suicide are more common than people think. And so when we have these conversations on a public platform like this, we want to talk about lived experience and the fact that we can talk about somebody having suicidal thoughts, but living through that and not using suicide as an option. So I just think it's really important to keep talking about prevention and lived experience and recovery.
And how important is it just to be having the conversation about this? I think a lot of times this is viewed by a family maybe as a dark secret that we don't talk about. And again, in rural Wisconsin, we're hearing more people coming out and talking about their own lives, the lives of their loved ones.
Yeah. It's a big conversation, and we never want to make families who have lost loved ones to suicide feel guilty about missing the signs. Mm-hmm. A lot of sure. times there are signs, but really we do miss them sometimes. So I think it's important to continue talking about this and supporting those who have lost loved ones to suicide, making sure there's services for them as well.
So this task force was just announced. As we wrap up, what are your hopes for this effort from the state on top of what you and other groups in the state are already doing?
Yeah, my biggest hope is that everybody is just ready to align efforts. I hope that there is increased funding for all the services that we're talking about. Suicide prevention is and should be a bipartisan issue, and so folks on the task force should be looking into evidence-based strategies that we know actually reduce the suicide rate. So I'm just hoping the state can get on the same page with all of this, and we can actually make an impact and move the needle on suicide in Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there. Leah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Leah Rolando is a suicide prevention specialist at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. She joins us today to talk about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's newly announced Suicide Prevention Task Force and what efforts are already underway around the state to reduce suicide in Wisconsin. And again, if you or your family member are having suicidal thoughts or you're concerned about these issues, you can call 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. You can also contact the crisis text line with a text at 741-741. Again, 741-741.